As I've discussed before, when assessing a regular WCT, that is, wide complex tachycardia rhythm, in which sinus P waves are absent, ventricular tachycardia has to be assumed until proven otherwise. But how certain can you be that the regular WCT rhythm of the patient in front of you is really VT? Of all of the ECG findings that I've discussed, including extreme frontal plane axis during the tachycardia and various QRS morphologies that don't resemble any known form of bundle branch block, one of the most specific ECG findings in favor of VT is if you can find AV dissociation during the Y tachycardia. If you can, then you have essentially proven that the rhythm is VT, because if regular occurring sinus P waves continue despite an independent QRS rhythm, then that QRS rhythm can't be originating from the atria, which means that the rhythm must be originating from somewhere below the atria and below the AV node, which localizes the rhythm to the ventricles, and which means that the rhythm is VT. So, if you truly see AV dissociation during a regular WCT rhythm, then you have proven your case, and you know that the rhythm is VT. Unfortunately, the sensitivity for identifying AV dissociation during a regular WCT rhythm is extremely low, and this means that most of the time you just will not see AV dissociation when the rhythm is a fast and regular WCT. Why is this so? The reason is simply that when the VT rhythm is fast, underlying P waves will usually be hidden within the wide QRS complexes or within the ST segments and T waves, which also tend to be quite large when the rhythm is VT. To this, we need to add the effect of baseline artifact that so often is present in these acutely ill patients with sustained ventricular tachycardia. To emphasize, it doesn't help to see an occasional deflection that notches or otherwise deforms the ST segment or T wave that you think might be a P wave. What you need in order to demonstrate AV dissociation with enough certainty for this finding to be of diagnostic value is to demonstrate regularly occurring P waves that you can march out through at least a substantial portion of the rhythm strip. No, I don't use calipers when the patient is in front of me in a wide complex tachycardia because there just isn't time to freeze the action and pull out your calipers. But I definitely do use calipers if after the patient is stable, I have a pause in the action and I want to confirm that the rhythm was VT. A few caveats. First, simply seeing P waves during a regular WCT rhythm is not enough. You have to see AV dissociation. So it does not help you in the diagnosis of VTach if you find P-wave deflections that manifest a constant relationship between each P-wave and its neighboring QRS. For example, the finding of retrograde P-waves that are negative in one or more of the inferior leads, in which the RP prime interval, that is the distance from the onset of the QRS until the onset of the P-wave, if this RP prime interval is constant, this does not distinguish between VT and reentry SVT rhythms, such as AVRT and AVNRT, because both VT and reentry SVT rhythms can conduct retrograde with a one-to-one or fixed relationship back to the atria. Instead, you have to see P waves that are regularly occurring and independent from the ventricular rhythm. Second is the reality that most of the time, if you do see AV dissociation during ventricular tachycardia, the rate of the ventricular tachycardia will be relatively slower, usually 120 or 130 per minute or less. And these slower VT rhythms are generally not the ones we are most worried about, because the patient is far more likely to be hemodynamically stable during a ventricular rhythm of 120 per minute than for a VT at 180 or 200 per minute. It is with these faster VT rhythms that proving the presence of AV dissociation is so much more difficult because underlying sinus P waves are so much more likely to be hidden within the continuous flow of wide QRS complexes and large ST segments and T waves. Finally, is the reality that providers really want to see AV dissociation when they are confronted with a regular WCT rhythm without sinus P waves, because they know that if they can see AV dissociation, then they have proven that the rhythm is VT. And when people really want to see something, then sometimes they think they are seeing it even when they aren't. In my experience of participating in hundreds, if not thousands, of regular Y tachycardia cases submitted to international ECG internet forums, the overwhelming majority of cases in which experienced providers think they see AV dissociation turn out not to be true AV dissociation, because even in the comfort of my own home with calipers in hand, I am simply unable to walk out anything resembling a regular underlying atrial rhythm that is independent of neighboring QRS complexes for the overwhelming majority of these cases. Instead, in my experience, all too many, even experienced providers, cling to the false belief that they are seeing AV dissociation that turns out not to be there. Bottom line, I always look for AV dissociation when confronted with a patient in a regular wide complex tachycardia without sinus P waves. And sometimes I find it. And when I do, I know that I have just confirmed that the rhythm is VT. But it's important to appreciate that in the overwhelming majority of faster VT rhythms, you simply will not be able to identify AV dissociation with enough certainty to confirm the diagnosis. That said, this is okay, because regardless of whether or not we can identify AV dissociation, we still need to assume that a regular WCT rhythm without sinus P waves is VT until we prove otherwise.